Just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Pound of bacon, 2 pounds of butter, 2 loaves of bread, a large can of peas, quart of olive oil, can of sardines, and 1 pound of chopped meat. That'd be all, Mr. Douglas?
Yes, that's all.
That comes to $1.18.
$1.18?
Don't get mad at me. It ain't my doing. A wholesaler raises me, and I gotta raise you. It's criminal the way prices are going up. You bought any gas lately? It's 13 cents a gallon now.
13?
Hey, you need anything else, Mr. Douglas?
No, thanks. That's all.
I almost forgot. There's a letter for you.
Oh?
Yeah, the way things are going up, I'm surprised folks are writing anymore. Writing paper's going up 5 cents a box. It's hard to get a bottle of ink for less than 4 cents. Oh, yeah. I hate to tell you what I have to charge for blotters. And you bought any pen wipers lately?
No.
Well, don't.
Look, could I please have my letter?
Oh, yeah, there you are. The whole thing's getting out of hand. It's a good thing Coolidge didn't choose to run again, because I wouldn't have voted for him.
Yeah, I don't think I would either.
Anything important?
Oh, no, it's a birthday card from my mother.
You know, I love those poems they write on those cards. You mind if I look at it?
No, go right ahead.
Happy birthday, oh son of mine. Hope this finds you well and fine. The joy you brought me all through life. Never any sorrow, never any strife. And now you're married and have a wife. Happy birthday, oh son of mine. Them poets sure know how to get to you here.
Yes, they're real.
By the way, happy birthday.
Thanks, but my birthday isn't till tomorrow.
You're kidding. You know who else's birthday it is tomorrow?
Yours?
No, Arnold's.
The pig?
Yeah, you and him ought to celebrate together.
Well, not if I can help it.
Well, anyway, best wishes.
Thank you.
Hi.
Oh, hello, dear.
What? What's in the washing machine?
Oh, curtains.
What?
Lisa, most people take the curtains off the rods.
Then how do they know which curtain goes back on which rod?
Well, they...
Besides, if I just washed the curtains and I didn't wash the rods, then we would have clean curtains and dirty rods. And you know how you are about dirty rods.
You put the whole thing in the dryer, too?
Certainly. Otherwise, we have dry curtains with wet rods. And you know how you are with wet rods.
Oh, yes, I'm a demon on wet rods.
Where are the groceries?
They're out in the car. I'll get... Oh, wait, hey. My mother sent me a card for my birthday.
What for?
For my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, darling.
Thank you. But tomorrow's my birthday.
That's Arnold's birthday.
What has that got to do with...
You and he should celebrate together.
No, thanks.
What do you want to do for your birthday?
Nothing.
How would you like me to give you a surprise birthday party?
Lisa...
You know, when I get you out of the house on some pretense, and then we go back in, and we turn on the lights, and everybody jumps out of the closets, and they yell, surprise, surprise, and your mouth flies open, and you start to cry.
Lisa,
you have given me surprise parties before. Now, the last one was a Lulu. Remember, you got me out of our apartment in New York? When we came back...
Boy, were you surprised.
So were you. Somebody had stolen all our furniture.
Well, didn't we have fun?
I don't want to do anything on my birthday. No parties, nothing. Just let the day pass quietly without any fuss. Well, maybe after dinner we can pop open a bottle of champagne.
How about a birthday cake?
Well, birthday cake's fine.
How many girls do you want to come out of it?
Lisa, please, do me a favor. No fuss.
Then I'll take back the birthday present I got for you.
You don't have to take it back.
You said no fuss.
Well, I didn't.
Do you want your present now?
No, no, tomorrow.
Do you want to know what it is?
I'll wait. Look, I'll go out and get the groceries.
Okay. While you're doing that, I'll go and feed your present.
Mr. Haney? Mr. Haney?
Looking for me?
Well, what were you doing
about... I had to use your,
yeah.
My hands was dirty.
What's all...
Now, how much did you figure on spending?
For what?
Arnold's birthday present.
Arnold's...
Tomorrow is his birthday.
It also happens to be my birthday.
You're funning me. Imagine two such famous people being born on the same day.
He's not so...
Well, I suppose now that you want to see something in the $50 bracket.
$50 for a pig?
Well, that's for the complete birthday package. Card, present, and cake.
I don't want it.
Now, shall we start by selecting the birthday card? Here's one that's very popular this season. Happy birthday, O Pig O' Mine.
Oh, pig, oh, mine.
Hope this finds you well and fine. The joys you brought me all through life...
Yeah, yeah, I'm familiar with the poem.
Oh, that Henry Wadsworth Longfellow wrote some great stuff.
Henry Wadsworth Longfellow.
Well, now that we have selected the birthday card, shall we step back to the mobile gift department? Every time Mo sees it, he gets his bile up.
That's the worst thing I ever heard.
Yeah, but it got you to the back of the truck. Now, get a grip on yourself, Mr. Douglas. Your eyes are about to be greeted with an array of gifts that are worthy of...
Just show me the junk and let me get out of here.
Oh, yeah. There you are. Any one of those would warm the cockles of a little pig's heart.
I'm not interested in warming his cockles.
Now, I wouldn't suggest the skis for Arnold because you'll need four of them. But he might enjoy this basketball.
Look, I told you...
How about this mink-lined electric snout warmer for the pig that has everything? Now, this can be plugged into a set of batteries that Arnold can wear strapped to the underside of his stomach. If you're worried about it showing...
I'm not.
It can be covered... with this matching mink car coat.
Look, Mr. Haney, will
now,
you...
Now, while your present is being wrapped, let's move on to Arnold's birthday cake. That's the size I would suggest. What message would you like printed on the cake?
Will you get lost?
Did you get that, Sarah?
Sarah?
Ain't that beautiful? That was Sarah Hotchkiss, the world's fastest cake printer.
Where did she...
That'll cost you $8.90, unless you've got another message you'd like to add.
Beat it!
This is nice, too.
Oh, you dirty...
There you are. Anything else you'd like to say?
Not for publication. Now, if you don't get your truck and that little old cake printer out of here, I'll throw you off my property.
Cancel that last message, Sarah. It ain't a fit sentiment for a birthday cake.
Oh, look, Ab.
I'm wrapping a birthday present.
Huh?
I understand it's your birthday tomorrow.
You didn't have to get me anything.
I didn't. This is for Arnold.
Arnold?
Yeah, it's his birthday tomorrow, too.
I know.
What'd you get him?
Nothing.
He's not gonna like that.
I really don't care.
He probably won't get you anything for your birthday.
Fine.
Imagine you and Arnold being born on the same day. Golly, maybe your mother and his mother lay side by side in the same hospital.
I doubt it.
Yeah, his mother probably had a private room.
Well, my mother...
Hey, put your finger right here.
Right there?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh! You...
You ruined the bow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I guess it'll look all right without a bow. Do you want a bow on your present?
Thought you didn't get me a present.
Oh, I was only teasing. I'm gonna give it to you at your surprise party.
Oh, I'm not having a surprise party.
Well, that's a surprise.
I'm not having any party. I'm just gonna have a nice, quiet birthday.
Oh? Are you gonna give me the day off?
Why should I do that?
Well, you always give me Abraham Lincoln's birthday off, and he was a classmate of yours.
Look, Eb...
As long as you're not having a party, do you want your birthday present now?
No.
Do you want to know what it is?
No.
In that case, I'd better take it for a walk before I wrap it.
Take it for a walk?
Well, I've had your present.
Lisa, what did you get me?
Well, it's... I don't want to spoil the surprise.
But...
You'd love it.
I'm sure I will.
If you excuse me, I go and spray it.
Why do you have to spray it?
Well, that's what the book says.
What kind of a...
Did you see it?
See what?
Your present had escaped. Here, Gwendolyn. Here, Gwendolyn.
Gwendolyn?
Good morning. Is that all?
Well, what else do you want?
It's my birthday. Aren't you going to wish me a happy birthday and give me a kiss?
You said you didn't want any fuss.
A kiss and wishing me a happy birthday? I don't call that a fuss.
Well, I guess a little kiss wouldn't hurt.
Happy birthday, darling.
Thank you.
Do you want your present now?
Oh, I love it.
Oliver, Oliver, your present is gone.
Gone?
Yes.
What was it?
Well, it was a...
Mrs. Douglas, guess what happened?
What?
My birthday present broke its chain and got into a fight with your birthday present, and your birthday present ate my birthday present up, and then it flew away.
It ate it up?
Well, here's the card that went with it, Dad.
I am not... Thank you.
I'm sorry about your present, but if you capture Mrs. Douglas's, you'll probably find mine inside.
What kind of presents are they?
Well, mine was a...
Come on, Ab. Let's go out and look for it.
I'll be happy to help you.
Oh, thank you. But you wouldn't know what to look for.
Happy birthday, old boss, old mine. Hope this finds you well and fine. That Henry Wadsworth Longfellow was really prolific.
Oh, Oliver, sit down.
Mm-hmm. Did you find the...
No. Abby's still looking for it.
Well, what is it?
Close your eyes. I have a surprise for you. Okay, you can open it.
What are those?
Your birthday hotcakes.
Oh, Lisa, I thought on my birthday I could have a decent...
Make a wish and blow out the candle. Did you get your wish?
No. They're still there.
What does that mean?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, a moment. I have to birthday the mop.
What's that?
Chocolate syrup.
Chocolate?
Go on, eat. Isn't that good?
Delicious.
You're not supposed to eat the candle.
Well, no, it's the best part.
Well, Oliver, really?
I'll get it. Well, Mr. Jiffle.
Happy birthday, Mr. Douglas.
Thank you.
Yeah, Arnold says happy birthday, too.
Oh, well, thank you. Come in.
Go on in, Arnold. Mr. Douglas, Arnold brought you a birthday present.
Well, thank you very much.
You know, today is Arnold's birthday, too.
Yes, happy birthday.
Aren't you going to give me a kiss?
No.
Arnold wants to know what you got him.
I didn't get him anything.
Well, I told you you wouldn't.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Ziffer. Oh, hello there, Arnold. Happy birthday. What's that?
Oh, this is a present from Arnold.
And you didn't get him anything. Boy, you must feel like a real cheapskate.
I am not a...
Read the card.
Happy birthday, oh cheapskate, oh mine. Hope this finds you well and fine.
Open the present. What is that?
It's an electric snout warmer.
Oh, it's just what you always wanted.
I never...
Arnold got two of them. He thought you might want one. He said that you can put the batteries under your vest, you know, so...
I know how to wear it.
Anyhow, the main reason I come over was to invite you and Miss Douglas over to Arnold's birthday party tonight. It's gonna be an informal soiree. Black ties, you know.
Black tie for...
Thank you very much. We'll be there. What time?
8 o'clock. Come on, Arnold. Arnold says you got all day to buy him a present.
Yes, goodbye.
What dress should I wear?
Lisa, we're not going.
Oh, yes, we are.
Oh, no, we're not.
We'll discuss it later.
Lisa, what are you dressed up for?
For Arnold's party. I laid out your tuxedo.
I told you I'm not going.
Oh, but it will be fun.
No, no, Lisa, I know what you're up to, and you're not getting me out of this house.
Oh, but Oliver...
If you want to go, you go.
Well, what would you do?
I'll just sit in front of the fire and read.
Well, won't you please come?
No, thanks.
Well, all right. See you later.
Surprise!
Surprise.
Where is everybody?
There's nobody here but me.
Well, happy birthday.
Mr. Kimball, I'm not having a birthday party.
Are you sure? The instructions I got said to be here promptly at 9 o'clock. Be there promptly at 9 o'clock. Oh, I see my mistake. I thought I was supposed to be here, but I was supposed to be there.
Right.
You don't happen to know where there is?
Well, I imagine it's over at the Ziffles.
Why would they want to hold a surprise party for you over there when you're here? Well, I better be going. Want to come with me?
No, thanks.
Well, happy birthday!
That Lisa. I told her I didn't want a surprise party, but... Well, she went to all that trouble.
Well,
here I am.
Well, what about it?
Can I come in so everybody can yell surprise?
Ain't nobody here to yell surprise but me. Doris and Arnold are asleep.
There's no surprise party for me?
Nope. We had one for Arnold, but it ended about 3 hours ago.
Well, my wife isn't home yet.
Where'd she go?
She was here.
No, she wasn't here.
Are you sure?
Positive.
That's funny.
Then why ain't you laughing?
No, I mean, it's peculiar. Oh, I see. When I get home, the surprise party will be there.
Well, have a nice time. Good night.
Here I am. Hello.
Lisa. Lisa, wake up.
Where have you been?
Never mind that. Where have you been?
You tell me where you've been, and I'll tell you where I've been.
I was out looking for you.
You had to put on your tuxedo for that.
Well, I decided to go over to the Ziffels, and I thought...
I didn't see you there.
Yeah, that's because you weren't there.
Who said?
Mr. Ziffel. He said you never showed up.
Oh, well, good night.
Hey, just a second here. Where were you?
I was at the Ziffers party.
Lisa.
If you don't believe me, let's go over to the Ziffers and I'll prove it to you.
By the time you get dressed again... What? Oh, yeah. All right, let's go to the Ziffels.
Oliver, it's dark in there. I don't think we ought to wake them up.
I have the feeling nobody will mind. Here I am again.
I wish you'd sober up and let me get some sleep.
I am sober.
Oh, hi, Miss Douglas. Wish you had a great time at the party, didn't we?
Yes, it was a real ding-bing.
Mr. Ziffel, you told me my wife didn't come to your party.
I said that?
Yes.
Now, why would he say that when I was at the party?
I don't know.
Miss Douglas, take my advice. Go home and sleep it off.
Well, anybody else you want to wake up?
No. Let's go home. Well, Lisa, you really fooled me.
How's that?
Well, I thought you were having a surprise party for me over at the Ziffels. I went over there. There's nobody there. And I thought, and I came back here and...
Well, Oliver, you said you didn't want a surprise party, so I didn't give you one. You're the master, and I'm the slave. I am yours to command. Anything you want...
Yeah, well...
Why don't we go inside the house?
Yeah.
Well, here I am.
Why do you keep saying that?
So that when I turn on the light, everybody can... What? They did it again. They stole our furniture.
You and your surprise party.
Well, it's all your fault. If you had gone along with it, I could have given you the party right here instead of going through all that stuff to take you to the Ziffers.
Yeah, it was all my fault.
And if you had taken the present yesterday when I wanted to give it to you, then my present wouldn't have eaten up a present and flown away.
Well, I don't know what it was, but I'm glad it flew away.
Well, I'll have to give you something else. What is it you would like to have more than anything else in the world?
A bed.
Oh? Do you want a king-size bed?
No, twin beds. One in this room for you, and one in the other room for me, so I can get some sleep.
Oliver!
What?
How old were you on this birthday?
Good night.
Thank you.
This has been a Filmways presentation, darling.